Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A search is on for two women missing from southwest Kansas. We have the story.
Donald Trump posting bond in his civil fraud case. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Lawsuits filed in raid on Marion County newspaper. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. You might have some areas of rain on the drive to work this morning. Breezy and much cooler weather expected today. Our full forecast is coming up.
Law enforcement in Oklahoma continues the search for two Kansas women whose car was found abandoned on the side of a road over the weekend. 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly from Hugoton were traveling together to pick up Kelly's children in Oklahoma. The Hugoton Police Department says the women never made it to their destination. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation's Hunter McKee says they are working with multiple agencies to locate the women.
As of right now, as the investigation continued, we were requested, we are unsure where these women are or what happened to them. That unknown is what has created it suspicious for us at this time.
Anyone with information asked to contact the Oklahoma authorities at 800-522-8017.
Former President Trump posting a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case.
A New York appellate court gave the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges last month agreed to cut the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. If Trump wins the case, he won't have to pay the state anything and will get back the money. The former president is trying to overturn a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth to secure loans. He denies any wrongdoing. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A central Kansas weekly newspaper and its publisher have filed a federal lawsuit over police raids last summer at its offices and the publisher's home.
The Marion County Records parent company and its editor and publisher, Eric Meyer, also notified local officials Monday that the paper and its publisher believe they are due more than $10 million in damages. The lawsuit accuses the city of Marion, Marion County Commission, and five current and former local officials of violating constitutional rights. The newspaper and Meyer also promised to file future claims accusing the defendants of wrongfully causing the death of his 98-year-old mother, who died the day after his home was raided. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two people died in separate vehicle crashes on Easter Sunday in South Wichita. A woman died after she struck a stoplight pole at 47th Street South near I-135 on Sunday afternoon. She has been identified as 41-year-old Brooke Hacker. Investigators believe she may have suffered a medical emergency leading to that crash. Also on Easter Sunday, a 28-year-old man from Hayesville died. His motorcycle crossed the center line, crashing head-on into a vehicle on 47th South and Woodlawn. That's near McConnell Air Force Base. His name has not been released.
A man who was shot and killed in Pawnee County over the weekend has been identified. 52-year-old Dr. Thomas Garza was shot multiple times during an argument with a 67-year-old Larned man. The suspect arrested at the scene on suspicion of second-degree murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
The White House facing backlash after declaring Transgender Day of Visibility, the same day as Easter, although the Visibility Day has always been on the 31st of March. Fox's Mark Meredith reports from the nation's capital.
The White House says the controversy surrounding Transgender Visibility Day is due to misinformation. But Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, claim this is all about the president himself sending mixed messages. Last week, the White House declared Sunday, March 31, as Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, the proclamation was actually issued on Friday, but the day the White House says it was going to honor was the 31st, and it's something that the government has been recognizing for many years. But Republicans say choosing to honor transgender Americans on the same day Christians mark Easter is insulting. The White House refused to apologize, and Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who were most outraged.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The National Women's JUCO Tournament in basketball came to an end last night. The national title game, we'll talk about that, see who won it, coming up in sports.
An abortion bill is heading to the Kansas governor's desk that would criminalize coercing someone to get an abortion. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. An abortion bill is heading to the Kansas governor's desk that would criminalize coercing someone to get an abortion after they already said they did not want one. House passed the bill that could send a person to prison for up to a year if convicted.
An Israeli airstrike in Syria is being blamed for the murder of a key Iranian military commander. Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
A massive escalation as airstrikes target a building belonging to the Iranian embassy in Syria. Top Iranian General Mohammad Sahadi reportedly killed in the strikes. Sahadi played a critical role in transporting weapons from Iran to Syria and Lebanon, previously sanctioned by the U.S. government in 2010. He was also the main Iranian liaison to the Syrian regime in Damascus. Iran's ambassador to Syria promised a swift, direct, and harsh response to the attack that also killed other members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
And Iran's consulate was flattened by that strike.
The Florida Supreme Court clears the way for two important measures to be on the ballot in November.
The first measure would protect the right to an abortion after the state, in back-to-back years, passed tougher restrictions currently being challenged in court. However, parents would be required to be notified before a minor could undergo the procedure. The second measure would determine whether or not to allow companies that grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. That essentially would make recreational marijuana use legal. The state had argued against placing either issue on the ballot for voters to decide. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Two people were hospitalized after they were walking in Muncie, Indiana, and they were hit by a small plane on the trail they were on. Fox's Max Lewis reports.
We are standing on that trail where police say that those two people were struck as that plane came falling out of the sky. And we are getting a look at the path that that plane took when it did come crashing down. The trees are sort of splintered at the top. It appears that the plane came down, a bunch of debris, including what appears to be part of the wing of that plane. People were walking along this trail when all this debris came flying at them. The airport says this was a Piper Cherokee, a single-engine prop plane. It was flying in here from Bloomington. Officials tell us that it missed its initial approach at the airport, which is about half a mile from where we are now, and it went back around to try again, and that's when it crashed through this tree line, hitting these people.
The pilot was also hospitalized with injuries.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic camera, seeing some pretty heavy traffic on the ramp from southbound I-135 to westbound Kellogg. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Areas of showers and even a few thunderstorms early on. Breezy today with a high temperature 57. The north wind gusting as high as 35 miles per hour through tonight. It'll be clear late to our low 37. Sunny, continued cool and breezy on Wednesday afternoon with a high 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And we have light rain. A north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour and 40 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on this Tuesday morning, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. And a judge in El Paso has ordered the release of migrants accused of a border riot. We have more on the story this morning with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, that judge ordering the release of these migrants on their own recognizance after saying that prosecutors were not able to hold bond hearings for each of the migrants in custody individually within 48 hours. Prosecutors tried to request a delay of the hearings. The judge, though, denied it. These are the same group of migrants that trampled razor wire and bum-rushed National Guard members crossing into the U.S. over the border March 21st. The stampede caught on video by the New York Post. We're told more than 200 illegals were arrested and detained, most charged with Class B misdemeanors, some charged with felonies. And so the showdown continues as to you know, the chaos in the border in what's going on. The Texas Department of Public Safety sent out a memo last week saying that agents working the U.S. southern border are now fearful that migrants attempting to enter the country illegally are becoming increasingly aggressive and violent toward law enforcement, prompting concerns among people who are working the border and that they have intelligence that indicates migrants are being told that they will not face any consequences for escalating violent tactics and for breaching our border and to disregard law enforcement altogether. Meantime, the White House is not taking responsibility for anything happening to the border. Instead, pointing fingers at the GOP. The White House spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, yesterday referring our reporters to the Department of Justice and DHS, while also saying that there's a challenge at the border that's been there for decades and blaming the current problem on Republicans in Congress for not working with Democrats. At the same time, the Biden administration is sued Texas multiple times to prevent the state from trying to implement safety measures to stop or at the very least limit illegal immigration into the state and to arrest illegals who cross into Texas and to deport them. Texas's law remains bogged down in the courts.
We have most of us, I think, many of us have seen that video, and I've seen it. You're talking about, like you said, it's 200 people here, and to, from a prosecutor's point of view, identifying each one, if you can, as what they were doing and what they did allegedly did against the law. You know, that's a lot to handle with individuals in 48 hours. I would say impossible in my way of thinking, anyway.
Whatever political stripe you look at that video and you go, okay, that's our border and that's people storming our border and trampling our National Guard soldiers to come in here illegally. It's a head scratcher. Mm. And it's one of the big issues that is in play for sure in the 2024 presidential election. Look no further than the city of Chicago, where the city's south and west sides, majority black community, is now storming into City Hall in Chicago, blasting the mayor, blasting immigration policies in the U.S. and saying that they're voting red for the first time ever. So it's a big deal, and we'll see what happens. But for now, Texas, it looks like their hands are tied in many ways in terms of trying to control the chaos at the border. But a lot of these immigrants who stormed the border, they're now free on their own recognizance. Mm. And, you know, with a promise to come back to court, they probably won't, though.
All right. Jeff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso reporting on the what's called the border riot. Yeah, just a group or a gang of people rushing a situation like that. And some of that's been going on in retail robberies out in California. Large groups of people just overwhelming a store. Yeah. Wow. All right, 8:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Just once again, thank you guys for letting me have a day off yesterday. It's really helpful to take a breather and do a few things that needed to be done. Easter Sunday dinner, I had dinner at Shelley and I at my daughter's house. Stacy's and the grandkids were there, and we had the ham, we had some brisket. The twin granddaughters made their deviled eggs, and we basically just hung out and just had conversation and enjoyed the afternoon and part of the evening.
That's pretty much what I did as well. Yeah,
you had a great family gathering.
I got together with Mom, and man, we had a good day.
That's what Easter is all about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're back in here for Steve and Ted show number 6645, and starting off what we think will be a fun, interesting week for you listeners out there. 8:17, Steve and Ted of the morning now, and it is time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll start out with we'll start with JUCO women's basketball, the national JUCO tournament in Casper, Wyoming, finishing up with the championship game last night. Two great teams. Number one ranked undefeated Hutchinson Community College taking on the number three ranked Northwest Florida State, the defending national champs. Northwest Florida had a 3-point lead late, but Hutchinson got the benefit of a call from the referee, got to the free throw line, made three free throws to get it into overtime, and that's where the Lady Blue Dragons then dominated, winning it 88-80 for the national title for the Hutchinson Community College women's basketball team, 37-0. Blue Dragons win their first ever national title in their 50th season of program history. The only other time Hutchinson women in any sport won a national title was the cross-country team 22 years ago. Now, wow. The women's basketball team at Hutchinson has won the national title. So congratulations as the Blue Dragons finish 37-0 on the season with the national championship. Meanwhile, the NCAA women's tournament is getting down to very few teams.
The Caitlin Clark Show continues. Iowa defeated LSU 94-87 on Monday in the Elite Eight as the Hawkeyes advanced to the Final Four for the second straight season. With the score tied at 45 heading into halftime, Clark got going in the second half, scoring 22 of her 41 points and knocking down 6 3-pointers in the third and fourth quarters. LSU star Angel Reese scored 17 points and grabbed 20 rebounds. However, she fouled out of the game late in the fourth quarter. The Hawkeyes return to the Final Four as Clark looks to cap off her incredible college career with a national championship. That's sports on the Fox News Rundown. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, let's go to baseball. We got college baseball here in town tonight. Wichita State at home at X Stadium hosting Oklahoma, the top 30 team in the nation in RPI. The Shocks are on a three-game winning streak, and Shocker head coach Brian Green really likes the home confines playing at home at X Stadium.
With Oklahoma and Kansas in the next two games, fans just continue to keep coming. The Hill, the Coleman Hill thing, and kudos to Kevin Saul and our administration, but our kids love it. It's so fun. I'm still a little lonely out there with the RV. There's only like a partner or two. I'm still hoping for more partners out there, but which has now become, when we win, I go out there and there's some fans that keep it, the group keeps getting bigger, and we go out and celebrate the wins in the RV. So hopefully we'll build that. But the Coleman Hill experience has just been fantastic, and an hour before the game, you better be in line because we're filling it up. And our kids, it just means it so much to us. And then obviously the attendance has been good. So let's keep that going and keep the fan experience going. And we just really appreciate the support that we're receiving. Our kids are not missing it. And we genuinely appreciate the support that we get for this community.
There you go. Shocks at home tonight hosting Oklahoma. By the way, both teams are in first place in their conferences. Oklahoma leads the Big 12 Conference. The Shockers are in first place in the American Conference. Mike Kennedy begins pregame coverage for Shocker Baseball, 5:45 p.m. and listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We also have college baseball in town today for Friends University. The Falcons hosting Ottawa. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Westside Athletic Field. The Friends baseball team is in fourth place in the conference. Kansas City Royals lose 6-4 last night in their first road game of the season at Baltimore. Royals rallied to tie it in the ninth, and then the Orioles got a game-winning two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth on an 0-2 pitch to win it. The Royals dropped to 1-3 on the season. KC is in Baltimore again tonight, and there is rain in the forecast in Baltimore. And in pro hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs win on home ice last night, beat Florida Panthers 6-4 for their third straight win. Playing some time at center for the Maple Leafs, Bobby McMahon, the former Wichita Thunder player, got in four hits last night on the ice. The Maple Leafs are in third place in the Atlantic Division with eight games to go in the season. Former Thunder star Bobby McMahon helping the Maple Leafs to another victory. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Have Chicago officials lost control of their streets? That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 39 degrees, and that north wind is gusting up to 38 miles per hour with a cloudy sky. A New York court expands the gag order against former President Trump days after a fiery rant that named the judge's daughter.
The gag order is designed to stop the former president from commenting on family members of those involved in the proceedings. This after he attacked the judge's daughter on his Truth Social platform. The new order, which threatens sanctions, concludes that the former president's pronouncements threaten the integrity of the judicial process. The judge is presiding over the former president's hush money trial. No comment from Trump's attorney. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A gas leak in West Wichita affected traffic for several hours Monday afternoon in the area of Central and Ridge Road. Officials discovered that a 2-inch gas line was leaking. Drivers had to be detoured around the affected area until it was repaired. There were no injuries. Officials don't know what caused the leak, but stressed that April is Safe Digging Month. And they want to remind everyone to call 811 before you dig, so you don't accidentally hit gas, power, or water lines. A Wichita woman has been charged with shooting her son. 40-year-old Alvina Horner was charged Monday with aggravated battery. Police say her 10-year-old son called 911 after he was shot riding in her car along I-135 near K-15 just before midnight last Thursday morning. The boy is recovering from a wound to the thigh. Bond was set at $250,000. Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport has been ranked the nation's third best small airport by USA Today's Leaders' Choice Awards. Monday also marked another milestone for the airport. Airport spokesperson Valerie Wise says it marks 7 decades of service at their current location in West Wichita.
70 years is a pretty phenomenal achievement. We have served since 1954, nearly 75 million passengers that have traveled through this airport.
The city's first commercial airport was in southeast Wichita and now is the home to the Kansas Aviation Museum. Prairie View cut the ribbon Monday on their new behavioral health urgent care center in Newton. Prairie View president and CEO Marcy Johnson says they have more than 20 beds to allow people to get treatment for 72 hours.
This gives folks that are in crisis a place to come and either attempt to stabilize or help us transition and work them through getting into an inpatient unit.
Next goal is to raise money for tiny houses for patients to use once they are discharged and are able to get jobs. President Biden will get a first-hand look at the major recovery operations underway to help clean up the deadly bridge collapse in Baltimore.
The first pieces of wreckage at the Francis Scott Key Bridge were removed over the weekend, and disaster loans have been authorized for businesses impacted by the collision and closure of the Port of Baltimore.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way. We are with you, Baltimore, and we will be there until we get this done.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will visit the site of that deadly bridge collapse on Friday to get an update on what is described as a whole-of-government response. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Areas of showers and a few embedded thunderstorms early on. It'll be breezy and cool today. Our high temperature, 57. Mostly clear overnight. Till low 37. Then sunny and windy at times on Wednesday afternoon with a high 59. Wednesday night's low mid-30s. Warmer Thursday and 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy sky. North wind gusting to 38 miles per hour. And 39 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
New photos show rapper Sean Diddy Combs for the first time since his homes were raided in a federal human trafficking investigation.
Besides that photo, Sean Diddy Combs making no mention of his legal troubles in his first post on Instagram since his homes were raided. He posted a photo of his one-year-old daughter with a caption, "Happy Easter from Baby Love." The comments section was turned off. Now, onto those new pictures, they show Diddy at his Miami mansion for the first time since the property and his LA estate were raided last week. Homeland Security investigations conducted the raids, which a U.S. official tells Fox are connected to a federal human trafficking investigation. The music mogul is facing several sexual assault allegations, the most recent one filed in February by his former music producer, Rodney Jones.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report. A Golden Globe-winning actress has passed.
Actress Barbara Rush has passed away. She appeared in long-running TV series like Peyton Place and All My Children, as well as many other movies and TV shows. Rush won the Golden Globe for Most Promising Newcomer for 1954's It Came from Outer Space. Her daughter, Fox News correspondent Claudia Cowan, confirmed her death, saying she was with her mother when she passed away on Easter Sunday, one of Rush's favorite holidays. Barbara Rush was 97. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The reboot of a 1980s cult classic hitting a milestone for a streaming service.
The Roadhouse reboot packed a powerful punch for Amazon Prime Video. The Doug Liman-helmed film starring Jake Gyllenhaal in the role, made famous by Patrick Swayze, brought in over 50 million viewers over its first two weekends. Amazon reports that's a record, beating any original movie they have ever produced. The Amazon MGM feature dropped March 21st. It also starred the film debut of mixed martial arts UFC champ Conor McGregor. The pick world premiered on the opening night of the 2024 South by Southwest Film Festival. It was a massive crowd pleaser. Liman expressed his frustration to Deadline that Roadhouse was not going theatrical and initially refused to show up, but he eventually did. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Here we are on the first Tuesday morning of April.
It's April 2nd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, a staple of kids at lunch and some adults, too, although now outlawed at many schools because of kids with peanut allergies. The leader of the Catholic Church, Pope John Paul II, died on this day in 2005. Elected in 1978, he was the first non-Italian pope since the 16th century. He was also the most traveled pontiff in history, clocking more than 750,000 miles around the globe. Also on this day, in 1917, two events at our nation's capital. Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to Congress, takes her seat at the U.S. Capitol as a representative for Montana. President Woodrow Wilson goes to Congress asking to send U.S. troops into battle against Germany. And in 1982, Argentina invades the Falkland Islands, a British colony, since 1892 that Great Britain took back 2 months later. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Actor Martin Short has a new job.
Martin Short is about to become mayor of Funner, California. The gig lasts 2 years, and Short follows in the footsteps of Rob Riggle, David Hasselhoff, and Jane Lynch, his co-star in the Hulu series Only Murders in the Building. In a statement, he said, "As the mayor-elect of Funner, I promise to be more than just a spokesperson dressed in purple from head to toe, but instead the best mayor in the whole darn state. It's my goal to make every part of the already fun Harrah's Resort SoCal even funner." The small town is home to the massive resort. It was officially named Funner by the Rincon tribe in August of 2016. Short will be inaugurated May 13th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, let's hit the late night crew. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
AT&T announced that personal data from 73 million current and former customers were leaked onto the dark web. It's scary to think that the web we're using is the good one.
After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson on CBS.
In Yeehaw news, Beyonce dropped a country album on Friday. And the New York Post did their best to cause an uproar by posting this clickbait headline: Beyonce revives a dying genre. Ooh. On instantly timeless country album Cowboy Carter. Calling country music a dying genre? Page Six, are you trying to get the Capitol stormed again?
And, of course, the White House Easter egg roll is a big topic. Here's a Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
The White House hosted the 144th annual Easter egg roll today, and about 40,000 people were expected to participate. 40,000! But then again, where else can you get free eggs?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
The annual White House Easter egg roll was held today, and it was a big one with about 40,000 participants.
Wow.
40,000! Or as the hens that laid those eggs put it, an entire generation lost, and for what?
And Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC.
In Washington today, the president and the first lady hosted the annual White House Easter egg roll. It's the one day of the year when Joe Biden says, "You kids get on my lawn," and he did. The president welcomed the little rollers with a speech from the balcony of the Biden bedroom.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day. And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you.
Yeah, the Oyster Bunnies. You know them. It's a shellfish theme this year. The Oyster Bunnies, and in December, Santa Clams will show up. And
20 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters, Home on the Range, animated feature from Walt Disney, based on, of course, the song of the same name, State Song of Kansas, starring the voices of Roseanne Barr, Judi Dench, Jennifer Tilly, Cuba Gooding Jr., Randy Quaid, Steve Buscemi. Got mixed results and mixed money at the box office. Roseanne Barr was playing a former show cow. Judi Dench was a Holstein cow. Jennifer Tilly is an optimistic and innocent-minded cow. And Cuba Gooding Jr. was playing a thoroughbred horse. Home on the Range from Disney. That came out 20 years ago on this day. Today would have been his 75th birthday. Actor Ron Palillo, of course, played Horshack on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Welcome back.
One of the many smart alecks in the class. He was a... Horshack was a particularly memorable character. Like we said, Ron would have been 75 today. He passed away 12 years ago, dropped dead of a heart attack at his home. He was only 63 when he passed. Ron Palillo, today would have been his 75th birthday. Horshack from Welcome Back. All right, we'll finish up with a biggie. One of the great actors of the 20th century. Alec Guinness. He was born 110 years ago on this day. Started his career on the stage, and he made several movies in Britain, Kind Heart and Coronets, where he played eight different characters, of course. Lavender Hill Mob, for which he got his first Oscar nomination. The Lady Killers, and of course, he was just dynamite in all these movies. And then he collaborated six times with movie director David Lean. Great Expectations. Played Fagin in Oliver Twist, Colonel in The Bridge on the River Kwai, which he won the Oscar for.
Yeah.
Prince Faisal in Lawrence of Arabia, General Yevgraf Zhivago in Dr. Zhivago. He was also in Passage to India, all of those David Lean films. In 1970, he played the ghost of Jacob Marley in the musical Scrooge. Yeah. And then, of course, late in his career, he played Obi-Wan Kenobi in George Lucas's original Star Wars movie.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time. A long time.
I think my uncle knows him. He said he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. Not yet.
Well, you know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
Of course, I said late in his career. He was in his early 60s. It wasn't like he was done.
He has a part in Great Expectations, a David Lean film, black and white, where he's a young guy, and he and Pip have a fist fight.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I laugh
great
till I
scene.
Cry.
Oh, yeah.
He was hilarious.
He continued to play Shakespearean roles throughout his career. He was one of the great British actors, along with Olivier and John Gielgud, who kind of made that transition from theater to films after World War II. You know, he served in World War II. Alec Guinness served in the Royal Naval Reserve, commanded a landing craft during the invasion of Sicily and Elba.
How about that?
Yeah. So he's an Oscar winner, a Golden Globe winner, a Tony winner. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in the 1950s. Yeah, he was the biggest box office star in Britain in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he appeared of the 100 greatest British films of all time. He was in 9 of them.
Mm. Did you mention is a policeman half-brother of
Zhivago? Yeah.
God, what a great role. In
one of the movies he did with David Lean.
Yeah.
The great, legendary actor, Alec Guinness. He was born 110 years ago on this day. That is Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Pizza John's, right there in Derby. Hey, 208 South Baltimore. Stop by Pizza John's for lunch today. That's a good idea. Open Monday through Saturday. We love them. Pizza John's in Derby!
A Wichita drone company reporting big loss for last year. That story and more coming up on the Wichita Business Journal Update. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Steve and Ted in the morning. 8:51 here at KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas newspaper and publisher file a lawsuit over police raids of the paper's offices and the publisher's home.
Two.
Former President Trump gets a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case.
One.
Search is on for two women missing from southwest Kansas. Foul play is suspected. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things looking a little bit quieter out there on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras here in the Wichita area. Not really seeing high traffic volumes at the moment. No big slowdowns in the Wichita area. Taking a quick look at the gasoline prices here in the area. Well, not much change there. $3.19, the most common price, and also the high end out there. And here and there, some better prices, including $3.16. Spotted that. 21st Street North and 127th East. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
8:52, Steve and Ted, and partly cloudy, 40% chance for rain today, and a high of 57 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 36. Wednesday, sunny and breezy, tomorrow's high 59 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 38 miles per hour and 39 degrees. Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We had a mixed close on Wall Street Monday. And this morning, as we begin trading on Wall Street, the Dow is down big time. More than 492 points on the downside. The S&P is down 53 points, which is huge for S&P. And the NASDAQ is off by 236 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Get ready to see dirt moving at the site of Wichita's first Love's Travel Stops location. The Oklahoma City-based company with a national footprint confirming yesterday that, weather permitting, construction will start next week at the northwest corner of I-135 and 21st Street within the ICT-21 Industrial District. Store expected to open by the end of the year. Last spring, the Wichita City Council approved the company's request to update the zoning of more than 19 acres in the industrial park. Love's has more than 600 locations nationwide across 42 states, and it has been expanding in Kansas in recent years, including the acquisition of 5 travel stops on the Kansas Turnpike. The company says it anticipates hiring about 50 employees at its Wichita location.
Wichita-based Ag Eagle Aerial Systems reported a net loss last year of $42 million. According to an annual report filed Monday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the drone company's loss was $16 million less than its 2022 amount. Ag Eagle said its net revenue was $13.7 million last year, $5.3 million less than the year before. The company has struggled year after year, saying it needs to restructure and invest capital in order to succeed. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Today is SAM Day, SAM Day of Action. I spell that S-A-A-M. Stands for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, SAM. Day of Action provides a day to focus awareness on sexual violence prevention and nationally recognized in the United States and observed annually as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. SAM Day of Action provides tools and resources throughout the campaign. SAM Day. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here, and we got some rain here the last 24 hours or so. Ted, looks like it's easing up quite a bit right now, but we do have the last of the Sedgwick County Emergency Management Severe Weather Safety Programs tonight. And tonight is at Mays at the City Hall. These are terrific if you want to learn something about weather. Starts at 6:30 every evening when they're on, and it is free to the public. You might want to drop by and see what it's all about.
Yeah, yesterday we had April showers.
April showers.
And April showers may come your way.
Spring flowers or whatever. Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program. Carol Roth, former investment banker, will be on talking about the federal debt. Is it at the point of no return?
Sure seems like it.
News at the top of the hour. Search is on for 2 women missing from southwest Kansas. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.